AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The RealReal. The RealReal is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The RealReal. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail? Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Welcome to Life's a Draft, the podcast where the topics are wide open and always on fire.
Welcome to Season 10, Episode 9 of Life's a Draft. On this podcast, we pick topics and draft our top choices. Fans vote for the winner, which determines the draft order for the next episode. On this episode, we draft a new topic, play some trivia, and I will share my honor roll winners from the last 2 weeks. But first, let me introduce who is with me here tonight. He's been filling up summertime with the family every chance he gets. Went to the Shorebirds game last week where his kids came home with 7 baseballs, survived the Delaware State Fair, and looking ahead to a trip where he'll attack Dutch Wonderland and the Philadelphia Zoo. Shine is here.
We've had a really busy couple of weeks. I could have went on and on and on, but summer is summer, and it's not winding down, but I feel like we're getting into the heart of it. And football just started today, so that's also another mile marker of the beginning of fall is near.
Brief trip home to the 302, visited friends and family, but the main reason was to see Wu-Tang. Catman is here.
What's up, boys? Long time no see. Ha, 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 ha. I just saw you guys like 2 days ago. It's awesome. Yeah, it was cool. Awesome. Very, very quick, very busy 4-day trip home to see everybody and the Wu-Tang Clan, which was amazing. The last concert ever, by the way, we witnessed by the Wu-Tang Clan. It's like over, done. Never again. We hit history. My trip home would have been infinitely better if I didn't have to deal with traffic. Just kind of like took the sales out of my weekend. But anyway, it was fun.
Home.
Yeah, good times.
This drafter is on super summer vacation mode, beach, golf, bowling, pool, and hanging with Catman. Now he's getting ready for his daughter's 13th birthday party this weekend. Birdo is here.
That's how we do it. Also, I'm going to give a shout out to RC Threads, new listener of the pod, for all your jersey needs. If you need some jerseys, go to RC Threads on Instagram. I got me a sweet Steph Curry Team USA jersey. My favorite jersey I've ever had. Fits me perfect. And he was running that buy one, get one 50% off. So I got me a Jalen Hurts, Kelly Green Eagles. Let's go, boys. But I'm not looking forward to fall getting here like Shine. We're going to stay right in summer mode. Staying up late, sleeping in. All the fun, boy.
Falling on hard times so much that he's working the chain gang at Bo's Landscaping Company while trying to juggle summertime blues of no waves and being at the age where alcohol is more of an enemy than a friend. Original member of the pod, winner of the 80s movie draft 21 episodes ago, Sir Dilts of Fire is back.
Hello. 2025 has not had much chee-hoo this year, but still trucking along. Here filling in for J-Cat. Maybe I'll get you guys another first place finish.
You know you were our seventh option for filling in.
Dilts, give the fans what they want. Give the fans what they want, Dilts.
Just do it. Yeah, pull the hair up when you're on the chain game.
What?
You
What
gotta
do you
pull
want?
that
What
hair
kind?
up
What
into a
pants is
bun when
that?
you're on the chain gang. That weed whacker might get some of that
Yeah.
spag.
And I'm your host, Eric. Saw Wu-Tang, put on a great show in Philly, watched lots of youth baseball, and heading to Massachusetts next week because Owen's all-star team won the states. So nice little trip. Should be fun. Let's go. Got to play New York and New Hampshire in the pool play. So
Shaolin coming, son. You got to play Shaolin.
we'll see how that goes. Please help promote us by getting some Life's a Draft merchandise on teepublic.com. They have all sorts of goods with our logo. The link is on our Facebook page, website, and at the top of the voting page. Wait for a TeePublic sale and save some money. Help support the podcast and get some Life's a Draft swag today. With that being said, here are the results of the best footwear draft. In fifth place, there's a tie for fourth and fifth place. And in fifth place, with a 3-0 vote, the loser of that tiebreaker, Keith W. said, "Pump fakes gives me all the ankle support, width, and casual comfort I could ask for." Flamingo said, "Absolutely love the OG Jordans. Love my pumps back in the day, and I currently have 12 pairs of Hey Dudes." And Randy C. said, "Hey Dudes abide. I almost went for Sneaks and Geeks for the Adidas slides, but wearing socks with those is straight to hell, and there's no caveat. Shines team pump fakes and lace breaks, 11.3% of the votes, fifth place."
I'm speechless. I thought
Was
you'd
that
be better than
last?
that.
That's last.
Oh,
I
glad I'm here to witness that.
thought I did better than that.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's what I those are my shoes. I guess when you get a vote from someone saying they voted for me because I wasn't a sneakerhead, it's probably not a good thing, but you know, that's what I wear. So that's where we're at.
All right, in fourth place, Taylor S. said, "Adidas slides, a classic." And Daniel S. said, "The Huarache can go with anything, and the 13s are just a classic." Birdo's team, Sneaks and Geeks, also with 11.3% of the votes, fourth place.
I got no Dukes. I mean, my team was money. And they come in fourth place, basically tied for last. You all know it too. Say something, Rob. Tell me I'm not telling the truth. My team was stacked.
Not better than mine.
Bro, are you serious, boy? Dunks and Jordan 1s? Whatever.
I
All right,
like
third
every
place.
shoes that everyone had on all their teams, but you know how to draft falls. It's like Plinko.
That, I'm
It
telling you,
just
that golf shoe pick was just sneaky in the second round.
in third place with
to
double the
connect.
votes. Corbin B said, "New Balance 547 are the one and only all-purpose shoe. I've got four pairs of them, different colors." Nuff said. Bill R said, "This was a hard decision. Every team had a solid lineup, but I had to pick the East Bay squad because I have owned every pair that was drafted. Every other team had a pair I didn't own. Good job, fellas. It was an awesome one." And Royale said, "I said before the pick started, whoever chose the 90s, easily the best Air Maxes ever made, got my vote. 90s can be worn by yuppies or gangsters. I have more pairs of 90s than I have underwear. J-Cat has been taking them L's lately, but he got my vote this week. Also, the ones are 90s wannabes." J-Cat's team, East Bay order form, 22.6% of the votes. He had no comments. He sent me a gift back after I sent him the bronze medal emoji, asking if he wanted to know his result, and we'll just move on. In second place, second and first were pretty close, second and third were pretty close. Egg Shen said, "As usual, while listening to the pod, I had one choice that would earn the coveted Egg Shen pick of the week. It was mentioned in the pod, the dunk, specifically the SB dunk that has a fatter tongue and is much more cushioned and comfortable. Also, the original Jordan 1 is a classic and comfortable as well. Love my pair of Lost and Founds. My dunk collection is vast with the Cactus Jacks, Chunky Dunkies, Philly Dunks, and even a pair of the Purple Lobsters. Even though I'm not a skater, these are my primary shoe." And Sir Dilts of Fire said, "I'm not a shoe fanatic like a lot of people, so not well versed in a lot of these picks. The one sandal that was drafted couldn't sway me to vote for that team. The other team that drafted the sandal took sliders. No thanks. I wanted to vote for pumps because they were so cool when they came out, but Shine took them. Not in the mood to help Shine right now. I took this team because they chose the shoe that started the entire craze, the Jordan 1s. Without it, I don't know if you even do this topic. That man's team, stepping out, 26.4% of the votes, second place.
Yeah, I'll take it. I thought I had first, but guess not.
And in first place, Peep said, Jordan 11 was the GOAT sneaker for me in high school, along with good old flip-flop to accompany the dollar trick game. And Mike H said, best all-around team for b-balling, base hauling, getting walking, beaches calling, chilling in your house stalling, and freestyle brawling. My team kicking it, 28.3% of the votes, first place.
Concord 11 is the
My team was
greatest
solid.
sneaker of all time. So,
Slippers,
yeah,
flip-flops, Jordan 11s, Griffies. On Clouds even got me a vote or two. They were like, On Clouds are fire. I'm like, team was top-notch, boy. My
I
first pick. You got to make the first pick count. I think that I did that.
had more than a few people text me back with your team, and the Jordan 11s were the talk of most of it. And I said, yeah, he had the first pick, and he did what you're supposed to do with the first pick. Slam dunk. So
MS.
that's how you got to do it. Worst to first.
See
That's
if
what
you do
I'm
it today, Sean.
tasked with doing tonight. We'll see.
Well, boys, before we wrap that draft up, here's what we should have drafted: Carolina, DeWalt, and Wolverine work boots. Adidas Sambas, Air Raid, Air Maestros, Air Max 2, CB94 Blacks, Converse Chuck Taylors, Barry Sanders Reeboks, Mick Fanning Reefs, the one with the built-in bottle opener. Was gross to use, but it was a cool gimmick. Alukai sandals, Nike Streetwalkers, Alukai anything, Adidas with cloud foam. Why spend the next 20 years in jail because someone smudged your Pumas? Crocs and Birks for sure. Alukai leather flip-flops, Kobian flip-flops, Sanuk flip-flops. You needed way more flip-flops in this draft for a group living this close to the beach. Reebok Emmett Smiths, the OG champion sneakers. Sam Smith Adidas are also timeless in my opinion. Jordan 12s, Jordan 5s, Dunk Mids, Reebok Classics, Air Max 2103s, Nike Shox, and come on, guys, Vans.
Oof.
Those were some of the things that we should have drafted. If you're listening, please rate and review the podcast. The more reviews, the more people we will reach.
Now it's time to draft. Ooh, boom shakalaka.
This week's draft. It's the middle of summer, the middle of July. I was there today. Pretty much as everyone's been there already. This week's draft is the best things about carnivals and fairs, food, drinks, rides, anything that you enjoy about the fair lifestyle. So we'll see where it goes. Five drafters shine with the first pick in the draft.
So, my first question, you just mentioned it sort of. When you think of fairs and carnivals, you think of like four or five main groups of things. I assume we have to be very, very specific with our carnival games, with our food choices, that type of thing. Curious how specific we have to be with our entertainment picks, though. So I'm going to start it off, even though this is not my thing, I'm put in this
Here we
position.
go.
Put in
Yeah, the
this I'm
shenanigans
put in this
already.
position, and I have to take concerts as the first pick. In my opinion, that seems to be what a lot of people go to the Delaware State Fair for. It's usually a specific concert that they want to go to, and then they spend, that evening at the fair doing all the other things. But the main draw are the different concerts and people that are coming to put on a show.
Yeah, that's what I
Just
had.
depends year to year. I feel like
Yeah.
there's no one there this year, right? Not really
Well,
any.
TI, but
Oh, true.
it's a bunch of country people, so like a lot of people around here like that mess. So, I saw Luda last year. So, yeah, it's a good pick. I think it's definitely first round worthy. I probably would have went number one with it too, honestly. Covers a wide range.
That's what I was thinking. Like, I just needed something solid, and I've been to a concert at the Delaware State Fair, so I feel like it's still safe for me to pick it. I'm not Bo Mar picking Barbies and other things as my favorite toys, but
No, and that always changes, so I feel like that's a good, like, you don't have to be specific. It's just concerts in general,
if you would have
so.
made me choose like a specific concert I've been to, I would have had to change up. I had a plan B, but
Wow, I would like to know what that pick would have been, what that
maybe I
specific
will let you
concert.
know. Maybe you'll be my second pick.
What? They pick a second concert?
No. Oh, my favorite concert. No, I wouldn't have went that way.
Okay. Gotcha.
Well, it was my number one pick, Shine, because you can see something before they blow up, hit it big time, or on a downhill of their career. So
True. It's
yeah.
either way.
You're the last person that would pick concerts, bro.
Why?
You
No,
think
that'd
how
be
many
me.
concerts have you been to in the last 10
Yeah,
years?
Dilts, that's
Three?
old school LAD
I mean.
lore. Flip-flops and
I
jeans at a concert, small
mean.
talk.
Dinner conversation.
There's so much food. There's so many things. Even though there's a whole bunch of these, this kind of like represents the fair when it comes to rides. Give me the Ferris wheel. You can see the whole fair. You get some alone time with the lady, get a little smooch in the Ferris wheel, and you can like pull your kettle.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The RealReal. The RealReal is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, "I found it on The RealReal." Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail? Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Corn out of your pocket. Have a little snack while you're up
Whoa,
there.
easy, easy.
Whoa.
That's what you do on a Ferris wheel,
That's what
Ron.
Bobby always does. He's
No
like
one
mentioned
eats on a
seven things
Ferris
in
wheel.
one pick.
You pull out
I'm
your
like gripping
yogurt
the bar
cake,
tight.
you get your sack full of kettle corn. But nah.
Hey, name some more things about the fair.
I'm not
You can
there's
see
like so many
this, and this from the
there's so
top.
many cool rides, but like generally speaking, I think the Ferris wheel represents the good old fair. So give me Ferris wheel. I'm not loving that pick.
Yeah,
Two big picks.
that's a reach, boy.
I
First
will say
round.
this.
Nah, it's definitely the go-to ride. Like, because like anyone can do it.
We went this week,
Whack.
and it wasn't wristband day.
Man, first rounder.
Ow.
We'll
Someone's
see.
behind
We'll
you.
see. I know.
Right
And then I
behind
realized I
you.
was like, shoot. Like,
When we went to the fair this week, I was totally thrown for a loop how much, because we did not go on like wristband day, how much those rides cost. It
They're
was
ins I was never allowed to ride the rides at the state fair.
insanity.
Like,
Insane.
insanity.
What's
You go to Disney
insane?
World, the
The
cost of
price
rides at the fair.
is $40 for unlimited per person.
Yeah,
At
you got
least
five
that
kids,
and that should
and
only
you're
be the
like,
only that should be the only option they give. Because I didn't do that because I had
oh,
four kids with me,
yeah,
so I
you messed
wasn't
up.
doing like Hershey Park prices for Delaware State Fair. So then I was like,
That's
I'll do some credit,
$160.
dude. It was
Yeah, the
insane. We
credit.
rode three rides, and I'm not even
Yeah,
putting
it
into
was
the
50
universe how
credits for
much that cost.
$50 or unlimited. And I guarantee you each ride's at least 5 credits. I saw it. I was there today. We
Yeah.
didn't do it because it was too late. And I was like,
It was nuts.
yeah, I mean, the game prices are right there. I want to say before everyone drafts, really, all this is based on like if you can get over the prices for some of this stuff. Like, it's nuts, man. Like, that's what you know what you're getting into, but like, come on. All right, good pick, Berto. Dilts, third
Let's
pick.
see.
Make
So
JCat proud.
as you know, I love gambling, and it's always a pleasure when you can beat the house. And one of the hardest houses to beat is those Carney games. And one of the best things to do is win one of those big overstuffed prizes that's just so huge. And you see people walking around with them, and you look at them, you're like, yeah, they beat the man.
Yeah, give them a
and
little nod.
got to impress their girl and all that. So give me big overstuffed prizes.
Oh, good
I like it.
pick.
I didn't have that.
Nice.
That's so
Dang.
funny because as we were walking around, the kids all wanted to play games. And I was like, no. So then at the very end, I gave in and I said, one game, each of you get to pick one game. And I said, but do me a favor. And you look around. I said, the bigger the prize, the harder it is to win. If it's a huge prize, it's nearly impossible to win. So don't even waste your money. And then Gabriel did not listen to that advice, tried, failed. Delaney did listen to that advice and went over to the one that was like a winner every time. She
Pick
got
up a
the one
duck.
of,
Yeah.
yeah.
Here, pay me $6 and I'll give you this prize, basically, is what it is.
Yeah,
Like, it's nuts.
essentially.
To throw a baseball is $5.
The
To
one guy
throw a
goes,
baseball.
because there's five of us. The one guy, as we were walking by, he's like, you guys all five play, I guarantee you a large prize. And I was like, yeah, I'm not paying $40 for your large stuffed animal, sir.
It's nuts.
Get
There
lost,
was
pal.
carnies, man. They talk smack too, man. That's why I don't like.
He talks, man. Nice. All right, Catman.
Y'all done messed up. Y'all done messed up. I mean, the first place I go, if I go to a carnival fair anywhere, is the nearest funnel cake stand. Come on, boys. Like, funnel cake. Like,
It's so
come
good.
on. Come on, son.
So
Come
good.
on, son. Like,
Like burns your fingers too.
it's so
It's
good.
good, man.
Is it, though? Is it?
Yes.
Oh, come
It
on.
is a little overrated. You're not
No,
he's not wrong. You're not
get out
wrong,
now. Here
son.
goes the hate.
It's
Nah,
not
Bob, the
that
hate.
good, man.
It's
When
bad.
I was a
Right?
kid, that was the number one thing to get.
Yeah.
Because they didn't
Yeah,
have
I
all the
agree.
options they do today. That was like the treat at the fair.
It's good. Dang, I'm like
It's
torn.
fried pancake batter is what it is. Yeah, but it's like in strudel form or whatever. Like,
Powdered sugar
and
all
then the
over.
powdered sugar all on it
Oh,
on a
yeah.
paper plate and some plastic forks from a lady named like Grace or something.
Linda.
Like, hands it to you out of like a trailer. And I mean, it's just banging. 100 degree humidity at night. Psh, banging. Everyone loves funnel cake. Not everybody loves the Ferris wheel because people are scared of heights. Not everybody likes concerts because maybe the lineup isn't what you want. But everybody loves funnel cakes.
Eat your funnel cake on top of the Ferris wheel, pull it out of your pocket, bro.
It's true. Nah, because then the powdered sugar would blow all over the place.
True.
You got it on you.
You're snowing out there.
I'm like torn right now. Like, I don't like everyone's got like something from a different category, and there's one category that hasn't been touched yet. So I'm like, ah, what, like, which one? What do I do? So as a kid, yeah, you're getting a funnel cake, but your mouth is like a Mojave Desert. After that. So I'm gonna have to go with there's two things that are money. I'm gonna have to go with like the frozen drink slushy path. So like an icy, but just a frozen drink to get you where you need to be. Could be frozen, anything. Owen got like a watermelon icy today. It was money. It was good. They had a bunch of different flavors. So I'm gonna have to go with something to quench that thirst because you're always thirsty. It's always hot. No drink refill stations today. That was cool. I brought my water bottle, drank it like 2 seconds, and then like walked around with an empty water bottle the whole time. And I was like, oh my God. It's like 100 degrees. Give us some water.
What is your pick? Frozen drinks?
Yeah, what do you
Yeah. Slushies. Frozen drinks, slushies. Yeah.
slushies?
Yeah. I'll be hating. Yep. Slushies, the goods. Get them brain freezes. And the first pick in the second round. I know. A lot of places have some variation of these. I'm going to be specific to the Delaware State Fair, I guess. But I'm going to go with a type of loaded fry. They are curly fries with pulled pork on top of them. I forget what they're called, but they are delicious. And when I think of the fair, I think of getting those from a food truck. I'm going with the fries with pulled pork, like curly fries, like pigtail. I think they're called pigtails or something. I don't know. But their money.
I'm
They're the
curious to see
sick
that
place.
picture when you get
I was gonna like slop on top of curly fries.
this
True. True that. But yeah, curly fries with pulled pork.
is interesting so far. This is not how I thought this was going.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's a reach. Might have been a reach. I don't know. I'm like worried. Got a lot of food items, but I don't know where to go. All right, Cavian, back to you.
We're talking about being parched on a hot summer evening. You see something that's in the distance. It's usually big, usually has fundraisers, like different types of organizations are running this thing. And it's the beer tent.
Rob's
Enough
winning.
said.
Rob's
Enough
saying I'm
said.
done. We should just stop drafting funnel cake and beer tent.
Usually, like I said, and some you can probably get like the plastic, like 10 ounce or whatever, like cup of beer, and then there's usually like, oh, I'll get the souvenir Delaware State Fair Miller Lite cup, and it'll have like a blue hen on it or something, like in an American flag. I don't know, Jimmy Allen, maybe, I don't know, somebody, and then they'll just hand it to you, and it'll be huge, and it'll be delicious, and it'll be glorious, and it'll be ice cold coming out of the back of a truck that's under a beer tent.
The roost at the Delaware State
I was
Fair.
gonna, I couldn't think of it. I was like, damn it, I was just there.
Is
Like,
that what it's called?
God. Yeah, it's like the name of the place. It's like
Oh, the
one of those,
roost.
like, yeah. All right. The beer tent. Dilts, right in front of you, the beer tent was taken.
Yeah.
I wasn't letting it get. I was gonna wait, and then I was like, there's no way it's getting past Dilt at some point.
Well, I guess I'll go food item then. Gotta love
Shocker.
him. Gosh, I love the fairs. They deep fry everything. And I remember when I first kind of learned that they started doing that, the number one item was the deep fried Oreo. And I
Yeah,
thought it
it's
was
tough.
banging. So
I
give
had
me
it today. It's better than a funnel cake,
that.
I'll tell you that much. It's a lot of powdered sugar. The chocolate's like melty. Oh man.
Yeah,
Thought I
when
was
I
gonna come
finally had
back.
one, I was like, oh my God, this is worth the heart attack.
I've never done like the Snickers or the Twinkie. They like fry everything, but like,
I've done the Reese's. It's just melted peanut butter. It's
yeah.
delicious. It just melts.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel like the Oreo doesn't get all the way fried. Like if I've had it sometimes, like it's like not all the way melty.
Really? It's good though. Dang.
Right.
Birdo.
I'm debating whether I go food or drink. But I feel like a lot of the drinks you could get places that aren't the fair. But this food, you really can only get at a place like the fair. Because you slap a hot dog on a stick, give me a corn dog.
One of the kids we went with today got one,
Yeah,
bro.
they're
How much do you
good,
think it was?
man.
How much do you think it was? $7.
750.
Over under $7.79.
I was gonna say $7.
I was gonna say eight.
$8. I was like,
Dang,
dang.
man. That you can get dang.
He's walking and like he had like he bought like he got like a ketchup packet and he was like squeezing it on the hot dog or corn dog while biting it. And I looked down and there's like looks like he scraped his knee. It's like a ketchup streak on his knee. And I was like, bro, do you need a napkin there, dog? Let me get that
How
for
much is it
you.
to get in now? What's the like? It's like
I was
$10 to get
10, the
in.
kids were 5.
Okay.
Kids under a certain age are free, but they were like 6 to 12 is like 10, 5.
I felt like that was cheaper than in the past. I don't know
Me
why.
too. I thought they were all gonna be 10. And I was like, oh,
Yeah. All right. So maybe I wasn't crazy. When I walked up and I was like $5, I was like, all right.
yeah, I was kind of
That's
hyped. All right, Birdo, nice. Eye shine. You got back to back.
I know. I'm going this route and we're going to find out in 2 weeks if it was a good idea or not. You guys are knocking down the drinks and the food, and I'm just going with the entertainment stuff because this is something I have been to, and this would have been my other first pick. There's just something fun about watching a bunch of old jalopy cars just ramming into other jalopy cars in the demolition derby. That just is, has state fair stupidness like written all over it. Just sit back
Never
with a
seen one of
beer
those.
and watch those, like it's like bumper cars, but adult bumper cars. And it's just like you go until you can't move anymore. Legit. I'm taking the demolition derby second
I
pick.
thought that was gonna fall way further
You
down.
guys have seen that before?
I've
Yes. Yeah.
never been to a demolition
Me
derby in
neither.
my
Oh my
life.
gosh, you don't know what you're missing.
They're pretty fun.
Yeah.
But
It's
did not go. They had to
insanity.
say under a certain speed,
Like
I'm
we were
assuming.
talking about how much we wanted to run into those people today, that we've run into on Route 24, Route 1. Like These people actually get to take their
Yeah, I
aggression
know.
out in real life and not have anything bad happen to them. So that's what that's all about. Yeah, Demolition Derby. Been there, done that. It's awesome. If you hit the roost before you even go, it makes it even better. Third pick, I'm going entertainment again, although this is more of a carnival game, but it's one that you play, you watch for a little bit, you laugh because it's hilarious. Then you want your shot at this talking clown that
No.
you need to just you want it so bad. You want to be the person that walks up there and hits that target and knocks that clown right down
Damn
into
it.
the water. And you stay after you miss because, none of us actually hit the damn thing. And when you do, you didn't hit it hard enough, so it just like ricochets off and you're extra mad. And then you continue to watch because it's one of the more entertaining things at the state fair.
What's it called? Test your strength, clown?
Dunk tank.
The dunk tank.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the hammer
Literally,
thing.
it's literally going to be my next pick.
Dunk tank? Wow. I didn't think about
Dang,
that.
can't believe that. I really thought that was safe.
You're gonna die, clown. Oh, you're talking about the clown, like the guy sitting on the diving board thing?
Yeah.
Oh, I
Yeah,
thought you
you
were talking
throw
about
the
like hitting an
baseballs to
actual
like,
clown
and
that
you
was
like,
like.
if Dilts were to go up there and grab a ball, he'd like call him fat and ugly and all that stuff. And then Dilts would be like, oh, I'm gonna throw this ball and make you fall. And then he wouldn't. And then he laughs at him and it makes him even angrier. And Dilts is like, I can bet you that the next time I throw this ball, it's gonna hit that thing. And then he spends more money and misses again.
Well, it's not always a clown. Sometimes it's just someone sitting in there.
Yeah,
But
no one
yeah,
who's calling the
I'm
guy
pretty
a
sure it's
clown,
the
like a
same dude like year in,
no.
year out. He's
Yeah.
heckling no matter what.
Yeah, for sure. You're supposed to heckle the person, but it is supremely gratifying to put someone in water.
For sure.
Like
Yeah.
We
No.
had one at field day this year, not gonna lie. The bucket over the head, though, was pretty sweet.
Oh, I was in a dunk tank at the end of the school year this year. I got dunked several times.
And those kids are walking up and just hitting that button at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gets a little out of control, but you know. It's
All in
for the
good fun.
kids.
All in good fun.
All
Dunk
right,
tank is
so
for the
for my
children.
third round pick, in my preparation.
Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So, do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
For my trivia question, and I kind of knew this, but like the agricultural piece of the fairs across the country is huge. So I'm asking for a little bit of permission to pick just this topic. Give me like the prized animals. Like we got like the blue ribbon pig, the massive horses, the cows, the goats, the sheep, the ducks. Give me the
Some pig.
prized animals.
Yeah, I that's a good pick.
Yeah.
I don't think adults care about them. I like there were some big roosters. The bunnies were sweet. There was like a lot of cool looking bunnies today.
Yeah,
Some
the
Mongoose
rabbits
too.
and like the chickens are together. Like they have their own little. No, the
Yeah.
rabbits and yeah,
Yeah,
birds.
roosters, chicken. The
We missed the bunnies. I don't know where they
guinea
were.
fowls. They're in like
They're
the back
inside.
corner. Yeah, they're in a, like a room or like a shack or whatever.
Yeah, they have like I mean it's fun. It's always fun to walk around, see all the animals sitting there in little cages with turds all over the place. Like
Yeah,
you just
stepping in
stinks,
manure, that
man.
was cool too. Yeah, it
Stinks.
reeks. It reeks. That's the only thing I had,
That
animals, and I put reeks next to it because I was like, I don't know if I want to pick it. Owen goes, how can people like sit in here all day? Because it was like poof, like waft right in your face.
they work in it and live in it. Like that's their job. Like
I know, but
it's
that's
their
the one time I
animals,
wanted to
so
wear a mask. No, I
yeah,
know, but the whole there's like 400 pigs in there. It's like
it's the flies,
sleep.
man. If there's flies in there, it's Giant fans will take care of that, but still.
A lot of sanitizer was used today.
Never trust that sanitizer. I'm like, I don't know
I
what's in
didn't touch a single animal. I know that though. The kids did, but I did not. Pet that goat head. Like there were miniature zebu laying in the hay.
can give a horse a little pat on the head, on the nose.
No,
The
did
nose.
Sean, did you pay the $3 for like the cup of like animal food?
No. I didn't even
Three
see that.
dollars for a Dixie cup of like
Pellets.
kibble.
Pellets.
Pellets. Pellets.
I
Well,
wonder
no
if we,
giraffe
I
this
wonder if
year.
we were
No
there when
giraffe
they,
this
you
year.
couldn't feed them. Maybe it wasn't feeding time. So I don't remember seeing that as an option.
Yeah, it's like right when you walk into the right.
No, that's something different, bro. That's the giraffe station.
Yeah, there was no giraffe this year though. Just like horses and like goats and like zebus and Scottish cows. Yeah. They're like the llamas and stuff, they're like, I mean, all I could think of is like how nappy their hair is. One of the things had like dreads coming down, like dread. Everyone goes, that thing has some dreads. It was hilarious looking, like straight up like reggae llama, Rasta llama. All right, Dilts, middle of the draft right now.
All right. I hope I can draft this because I looked it up and they do happen at fairs. I haven't been to one. I'd like to go to one. Give me the rodeo. Yeah. You
The
know.
rodeo. You want to go to a rodeo? I like
Dilts, I'll back you
that.
up here, and this might be a life suggest first.
See those prize animals.
When I was down in Texas this past year, they had a rodeo, live rodeo in this like bar. It was the biggest bar I've ever been to in my life. And that was legit more fun than you would think. Probably along the lines of a demolition derby. Except for it was not cars, but these people were getting jacked up.
What they're trying to, he's talking about trying to like lasso a cow.
How
No,
long
he's
you
not
can stay
talking.
on a
Well, it
bull.
could be that, but I think rodeo has like all, that's an
Like bull riding and stuff.
all-encompassing.
I'm thinking like for some reason black glass. I mean, nice. Right, Catman.
I mean, kettle corn. I get a bag to go
Worst. The
every
absolute
time.
worst.
Well, you don't like popcorn either,
I
which
don't,
is
yeah, I
weird.
wouldn't take, I'm
Or
just saying like
tortilla
the
chips
people
or
love it.
like anything
I
that's
like tortilla
delicious and
chips.
salty.
I like tortilla chips.
Kettle corn is absolute fire. I always get a bag to go if I'm at any place that has it, a farmer's market, a carnival, a fair. There's a bag coming home with me.
That
It's
was
delicious.
like my one job when we went. Katie was like, bring home a bag of kettle corn. I was like, all right.
See?
And there was like one spot and it was all the way in the back and I wasn't getting it. I was like, I thought we'd see like 100 other stations selling kettle corn. And we didn't. And I was like, oh, sorry.
There's usually a dude with a giant cauldron, and he's
Yeah.
just like
Just
shoveling out with
mixing it.
like a boat oar, and he's
Just
just moving it
sugar
around,
and
just sugar,
popcorn.
butter, and it just like pops in front of you and
Heat.
it scoops it up.
Delicious.
I feel like I should be, we should be doing this at the State Fair right now.
That
Was too bad. Nice.
Rob,
All
kettle
right.
corn. Rob, kettle corn is better than caramel corn.
I think so. If I was ranking popcorns,
What is kettle corn?
Sugary popcorn.
it's like sugary popcorn, yeah. It's not caramel corn.
Just picturing like caramel corn.
No, it's
No.
different.
Kettle corn is like sugar, like it's looks brownish too, but it's a different tech flavor.
It's not as brown. It's like yellowy brown, but
Nice. All right, I've only had this, I think, once, maybe twice. They are synonymous with the fair nowadays. And you're just an instant badass if you're walking around with one of these and you're chomping on it. I'm going giant turkey leg. It's just cool. I think the picture's gonna help. Like give me a vote or two. Giant turkey leg, giant drumstick. Looking at some pictures
you already
now.
got a protein on your team, boy. You got the
I ain't
barbecue.
scared. I ain't scared. Well, my list right now is I'm going for recognition pictures.
I've gotten a turkey leg before, and to this day, I don't know if you're supposed to eat that skin or not, but it was impossible to like bite through that.
Really?
It was so
What?
tough. It was hard. And like I like just
Get
peeled it back and just started eating the turkey.
the dark meat piece.
I heard this whole thing, like, they're not even turkey, they're ham. And I was like, what? Like, I heard it, I had to look it up because I was so confused. Like, it's a whole thing, like,
they like put
ostrich.
stuff on it or something? Like,
Because you know how they taste like salty? They're not like Thanksgiving turkey.
yeah.
It was a whole thing, like, you're not even eating turkey, they're actually pig. I was like, what? So I had to like
Ham
deep
hock
dive in.
side. Giant turkey leg.
Now
I
it sounds even better.
never got a definitive answer, and I'm still confused about it.
I need to find like the biggest picture I can of like turkey legs. Meat crunch. Yeah, I'm gonna go giant turkey legs.
I typed in our turkey legs in Google, and this first thing goes, our turkey legs ham.
There's a monster, in my
Second thing
opinion,
says, are
out
turkey
there.
legs really turkey? And the third thing says, are turkey legs pork? And the fourth one says, are turkey legs at the fair really ham? No, they are not.
All right, I'm gonna go with an attraction this time. I don't think anybody really cares, but the fact that they're there makes the fair the fair. I texted Rob earlier. Is he gonna draft the world's smallest woman or the half man, half snake? So I'm gonna go the freak shows. I'm gonna go the freaks. I'm
All right.
just because I didn't see it this year. You could pay $1 to see a porcupine, which we did not do, but I did not see any like of the,
No, she was
freaks
not
this
there.
year, but you gotta throw it in. The guy with like the smallest head and stuff like that.
I
I
Tiniest
gotta tell you
woman
about the.
was my first thing on my list, but it
What'd you
wasn't
say,
my
Sean?
thing. I said
What was
Tiniest woman was the first thing I put on my
it? It's hilarious. I gotta tell you about the half woman, half snake, because I paid $1 to see it. And it was the best dollar I've
I
ever
can't
spent
remember. I
in
remember
my
being
life.
there or
You
hearing
walk in a
about it.
tent, all it is this. Imagine a box, like a coffee table, but it's all the sides are all mirror. And then put some hay around it. And imagine there's a hole just the size of someone's neck coming out of the coffee table with a woman. And then go across the fair and get one of the stuffed animal snakes and just put duct tape it to the side of her neck. That's what it was. A head sticking out of a box with a stuffed animal, and then she had a Bluetooth in the other ear. Like, how's she answering that Bluetooth with
Bobby, I
no
look. You
hands?
can find pictures online.
I was dying. And she didn't interact with you, she didn't talk to you, she was just there. And the
You're like, yeah,
mirrors made it
box.
look like there was nothing around, but clearly there was a box there with hay. But the fact that the snake was like a stuffed animal just like sitting next to her head, greatest doll. It was so worth it. No pictures allowed, though, I don't think.
I mean, there's like physical deformity, like it's like conjoined twins and like I don't know, like stuff like that, like just the weird stuff. Four-legged girl, the camel girl who could walk on her hands and feet with her knees bent backwards. This is, I'm just reading this, right?
Do you remember the tiniest woman that was always at the state fair?
Oh,
Yeah.
she sat in a corner.
Yeah,
Yeah.
year in,
She's just
year
like
out.
watching TV. Like the
25
werewolf
cents.
family, the people that are like covered in hair. Lobster boy, it's got like claws. Like, I don't know. Just
Bearded
like
woman.
crazy, man. Yeah, so I'm gonna go with freaks and giant turkey legs back to back. Back to you, Catman. You shook.
I got kind of all food right now, so I gotta swerve a little bit. Dunk tank's number one, but mean, if the frog bog is there, I'm playing
That's
it.
the worst. Frog bog. Is that what it's called? Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you talking about like when there's a frog on the end, you slam it with a sledgehammer?
Yeah,
Yeah, and you got to get
on
in
the
a
end.
lily pad. They're usually like they you got to fold them over. Yeah,
Yeah.
that's
What's
a
the strategy,
strategy.
Catman? Folding it over, but
Yeah, fold it
sometimes leaving
over
it
and then
flat.
wham. I
Yeah,
always
but
thought
they're
that
like
you got to
two,
get
but
it.
they always got like chunks missing out of their legs for some
Yeah,
reason.
yeah,
Someone's chewing on them.
yeah. So it's not my favorite, but I feel like I need a game. And maybe it'll hurt
Not
me a
that
little
one.
bit, but not a lot left on my list, honestly.
Frog bog.
I didn't
I
want to
got
go
a.
all food. I could have went all food. I probably should have,
Yeah.
but because I got a bunch of food left. But yeah, I'm going frog bog.
I got a cool story about the frog pond game in Rehoboth. You know how, like, the center one, they all rotate around the center one? But the center one's stationary with like a little like fountain sticking out of it, like a, just a little drip like water. Well, one time I actually landed in the center one, and it landed on the little fountain, like You know when you put your finger on a hose and like it makes it come out like fast? Well, it landed on that part of the fountain and was shooting the guy working. He was like, ah, like spraying with water. It was like the greatest shot ever. I was like, that's like my highlight of the Frog Pocky. I'll never be able to match that again.
Speaking of shooting water, Bobby, Rob, and I were at Big Oyster the other night, and we were at the outside bar, and we left,
Oh,
and
wow.
Bobby wanted to show Rob the like the putting green or something or the drive range, and I was like, ah, the old ninth hole at nine trick, and lit
Literally, as soon as
0.4
Eric
seconds
got
after I
done
said it,
saying that, yeah,
sprinklers came on.
the sprinkler
sprinklers
sprayed
came on.
right at Bobby and
We
Rob's, like we were like
scattered.
right, and like they just missed. It was like psst, we were like, ah! It was hilarious. I'm telling you, it was like almost like we were on camera or something.
If we were 1 foot further, we would have been soaked easily.
Yeah,
Like,
it was
easily.
funny.
It's unreal.
Yeah. Nice. All right, Frog Bog. Dilts, back to you.
WDD, what will Diltsy do?
I'm kind of running out of choices here.
I can't wait to find this freak show picture.
Guess, at the end of the day, you had a long day at the fair. There's still one thing left sometimes if it's not a concert. Sometimes they got a nice fireworks show.
Oh,
Yeah, give me
it
fireworks.
was on my list. It's
A good call.
It's okay to like lose a draft here and there, but when you know it like affects the whole season, it stings a little more. You know what I mean? Like you could see like oh, this is a fifth place. But you never know. The voters can surprise you sometimes.
I know my fifth round picks. I know Shine won't do it, which is upsetting because it's the greatest thing the fair has, but very few people know what it is. I'll get to that in a minute. Let's see if this flies. Eric talked about the freaks, but there's some people that you can see at the fair where you don't have to pay to see them. Just looking, people watching at the fair is great. Like seeing people and seeing them do their thing, just like looking around, seeing what they're eating, seeing what they're playing, seeing like little kids like run around, like just the people watching element of the fair is like Americana at its best.
You took it from me,
I
Bobby.
meant
You took it
shop.
from
Oh,
me.
you were gonna say it's my fifth round pick. I had it penciled in. I was like, no one's gonna
Oh,
pick people watching.
yeah. Because
Slobs.
earlier.
You could just write slobs, fair slobs.
That's
Like,
so mean.
I call them
Like,
shines. The fair shines. It's fair
yeah.
folk. They're fair
That was
folk.
out. Dude,
It's
it's.
also though, there's some Sims too. So like, I mean, if people watching is not gonna lie.
Man,
Yeah, but
one
there's
time.
far, far more the former than the
Yeah,
latter.
skews hard the one way, that's for sure, but
I saw one of the weirdest things of this. I went to the South Carolina State Fair when I was in school, and I saw something that just like haunts me to this day. So like, do you know like how like say Blanchine has short hair? Like if you shave your head, right? And that's fine, people do that. You know, like towards the back of your neck where you stop, like there's like a pretty like standard place. I saw this dude that like he must have had a hairy neck too, because it was like
Are we talking about
even,
Rich?
no. It was like even where like the t-shirt line would be. Like it was
Didn't like
almost
he
like a
didn't
buzz
groom the
cut
rest of his
mullet.
neck.
It was like a mullet, but it was a shaved head because it went down his neck, like into his shirt. Like it was bizarre, man. And I remember looking at it and just be like, what am I seeing? Like who thinks that's a good idea? But it was like it went down like farther past like the bottom base of his neck, like into the shirt line. It's
South
weird.
Carolina, man.
There's another thing I gotta talk about, like I don't mention that was game changing for me at the South Carolina State Fair too. I can't pick it though.
Right, Shine.
My fifth round pick is gonna be my is really should would have been my fourth round pick if I wasn't at the end here, but for storytelling purposes, first thing I'm taking is my first food, and you guys took a lot of them. But if you're going to go to the state fair, you might as well just go all in. And all in means one glazed donut on the top, one glazed donut on the
Oh.
bottom, and then a hamburger patty in the middle. And it's that donut burger. And if you're going to do it, you might as well go all in. That donut burger is unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Before? You've eaten it?
I had one
Donut
before.
burger? Oh, yeah. How could you not?
I picture Chris Farley when he's like slamming his chest to try to like
And it was there this year. I passed.
yeah.
I'm good. I've done it.
Polish
The picture doesn't
sausage.
do it justice though. Like it's two glazed donuts, but like the picture just looks like generic AF. You know what I mean?
I'll
Like,
have to find a good one. I'll have to find
yeah,
a
I
good one.
know. No, I know, but the picture at the fair is kind of whack. It's like
Oh,
Donut Burger. I just like seeing it, it's like, man, it's like, you know, the places that sell just like burgers and dogs. You're like, I'm not going there. I'm gonna go to like Country Mac's pulled pork and mac and cheese or something. You know what I mean?
yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
And then now that I've had that, I'm thirsty as can be. And I don't know how in the world the Giant Lemonades ever fell to the fifth round.
That's what I was gonna do. I should have.
No, it was, I was taking it
Like,
next.
I don't even know. Like, they serve them frozen. You can take a frozen lemonade, or you can just get the
Nah, you ain't taking frozen lemonade. I
ice
got frozen drinks.
cold lemonade in the giant cup with the giant straw, and usually
$9.
some sort of deal
$9.
with refills. The lemonade's washing down that donut burger as I'm watching the shit talking clown. After I just walked out of the demolition derby, that's a state fair kind of night right there, guys.
So wait, you had back-to-backs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're taking a donut burger and a lemonade.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dang. So
Lemonade was almost my first rounder.
lemonade was almost mine too.
I
It
should have
was
messed
going
up.
fifth.
Combo meal.
It was 100%. I was taking it next, and I still have a souvenir cup that Autumn got downstairs
Save
from
it
the
for next
lemonade.
year.
I
You
meant to
never
grab it
know.
up, but yeah, man, I almost went lemonade round two instead of beer tent because I figured it was all ages. But man,
I've
dang.
got something for you, boys. I got a game changer for you. Last year, Mary Beth got the strawberry lemonade.
Orangeade. Yeah, Owen got it today.
It was so much better than regular lemonade.
It was
And
good.
whatever they syrup they use, because you know it's not actual strawberries, was just straight sugar strawberry
Yeah.
flavoring. And it was delicious. Like I would not get regular lemonade. I would definitely get strawberry lemonade. Bro, my last pick. People aren't gonna know what it is. And I tell everyone, if you go to the fair, this is the greatest thing to get. It's my favorite thing to get. I only get it once a year. Chemo shaved Hawaiian ice. It is the same thing as Snowbiz, but they take the block of ice and put it on that spinning machine and it's like shaves it down and they just bring it up onto this big cone. I mean, the thing's massive and you can get two, three flavors. And the pro tip is you get your flavors and you get the extra marshmallow topping. The best thing at the fair is chemo shaved ice. I love it. I tell them every year, it's the only reason I'm here. Give them a little extra tip. Make sure I get that marshmallow topping. My go-to flavors would most likely be watermelon,
Watermelon, no
some
doubt.
sort of maybe cotton candy or mango-ish, something fruity, but definitely chemo's shaved ice.
You
It's
want
at
me
the
to
same
put
place every
chemos
year.
or just shaved Hawaiian
It's
ice?
really called like that's the name of their brand, but like
Yeah.
Hawaiian shaved ice is what it is.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
And they give you so much. It's great.
Adults.
Okay, my last pick comes from my backstory. I grew up in a hick town in Michigan where nothing really ever happened. There's just farmland surrounding the whole town. But once every summer, we'd host Frontier Days, which is basically our town fair. And the town was so small, they would line up like the vendors and the events throughout the town. And like right outside my house was like a bunch of carnies in the church parking lot with the games, and there's vendors across the street. And there's a big field right on one end of the block, and they had, I don't know if I've seen or heard of it since, but it's at the fair, a greased pig contest.
I've seen that at things
So,
a Pennsylvania fair before. Someone has to get
yeah, they dip it in like oil, some kind of oil, or they,
it.
yeah, I don't know, they just
They
make it
dip
real
it in.
slippery to catch, and then you got to like hang on to it for so long to win or something. So give me a greased pig contest.
Bigger pig races would be picked, but which was replaced by the corgi races this year, by the way. Catman, the picture I sent you, it said the Fast and
Yeah.
the Furriest. The corgi pictures on it. Greased pig. I've seen someone do that. It's pretty nuts. All right, last two picks, Catman and then myself, closing out the Carnival Fair Draft.
It's gonna. I got a little wild card here for my last pick. Now that Lemonade's gone, just kind of hang holding on to it. I've seen this mentioned on TV, like food TV shows before, like Best Fare Food or whatever. Multiple times I've seen it on like the news in summertime. It's at the Minnesota State Fair. I guess it's the only place you can get it. It's called Sweet Martha's Cookie Jar, and it's a bucket of cookies for $19, chocolate chip cookies, and it looks banging. They've been doing it for 40 years. You get like 4 dozen cookies in this bucket, and like she sells
For
out like every year.
$19, you must be kidding me.
No, I'm serious. Like, are you saying like that's not a lot or?
That's way not a lot. Yeah, like
Yeah, no,
I
it's.
mean,
I'll
like
send you a
three cookies
picture.
cost $19 at a fair.
Yeah, I'll send you a picture. It's like out of control.
Yeah, man. The lemonade I bought was $9, and the bigger one was kind of like a little mini bucket. I said, "Well, how much is that?" He was like, "19." I was like, "$19 for lemonade? Are you nuts? And you want a
Apparently,
tip? Are you nuts?" Your
it's
tips to
like
$6 extra is built into the price.
I've never had them, but I always like I want to go to the Minnesota State Fair to get these cookies. Like whenever I see them, I just send a picture. It's just something that has always stuck with me when I think about like State Fair food and traveling around and stuff.
There ain't no way. There ain't no way that's the price. I'm allowed
I'm
to pick.
lying. I'm lying. I'm Bomar
No,
making
wherever you're
stuff
seeing
up.
is wrong. I'm saying you're wrong. I'm not saying you're
No,
lying. I'm
that's
saying it's
part of the
wrong.
allure. She only sells them. You can only get them at the state fair. She has like a booth.
You're telling me she cooks 48 cookies for $19.
They do 3 million cookies a day, bro. That's per their website. So since 1979, bucket of Sweet Martha's cookies at the Minnesota State Fair costs $19. The bucket contains at least 4 dozen fresh baked chocolate chip cookies, says the Minnesota Post.
Yo, he's informed.
Don't believe it. I don't believe it. I see it. AI overview. Bucket calls, according to NPR News, the bucket contains at least 4 dozen cookies. That's not, it can't be right. Just can't be right. I
Anyway,
know.
it's a wild card, but I figured that picture of that bucket of cookies might entice some people to look it
Like
up.
probably money too. I could
They
take a
look
cookie right now.
delicious. I don't know about like on a hot summer day, but even Minnesota, it'd be like 80 degrees, 75. But
Fool too.
they're probably all melty and stuff. But yeah, that's gonna be my wild card pick for fifth round. Yeah, looks
All right, I'm
banging.
torn. I have like three that are kind of like picks, but like, I don't know if I'm gonna pick this, but the skee ball count, is that a fair game? I saw it on a bunch
I've
of
thought about
things.
that.
Skee ball rules, but it wasn't there today. I don't know if it's like really a travel game. And if it is, it's like a gympy version of it, right?
Yeah, I don't know if like
I
the
feel
commies
I think
have
of
that.
boardwalks when I think of skee ball.
Okay. All right. Yeah, me too. Okay. Just check. I was like, I kind of wanted that, but I was like, eh, it's definitely a big hitter. All right, so I'm between two kind of rides to try to round out my team a little bit. Do I want one that's like fun or do I want one that's like super corny? Because there are some bad ones at fairs. Right, I'm gonna go with the corny one. To come off the back of the freak show, I see the freak show, and then I walk over to, which is probably next door. I'm gonna go to the haunted mansion or the haunted ride because they're just so bad. It's like I just spent $9 on the worst 30 seconds of my life, but like the paintings and the images on the outside always look like badass. So it's like, oh, this one might actually be good. And we walked by one today and someone was like, oh, is that a haunted house? I was like, yeah, they're usually really bad. He was like, look how small it looks. I was like, yeah, like it doesn't even look like it would go around in a circle. It was like you just like drive in and like out. It was unbelievably small. But yeah, I'm gonna go haunted rides, haunted whatever. Just because I don't know. They're known for the fair and they're bad. I'll do some honorable mentions. I was gonna pick because I think they're cool. The giant slides with like the rugs or like the burlap sack. They're just fun, man. Like it usually has like little like dips in them, and you're like, ah, like you can ride it with your kid, like a small kid, or you can race your like teenage kid. You know what I mean? They're fun. I don't think it's gonna bring a lot of votes though. Obviously, the basketball shoot money. Like, I mean, the oval rim, the no, how the rim's not up against the backboard's always like how it's part of it that's rigged. So that's always cool. And it was mentioned before, but not as a pick. I was just gonna draft carnies, like the carny
I
lifestyle,
almost did that too.
the guys that are like, ah, oh, come on, man. Like this guy gave us. So We played. I had three like baseball kids with me there today. We did the broken bottle thing, but just carnies. But he was a cool guy. He was like, he's like, we're here to like, we're not here to take your money. We're here to like get you a prize once in a while, but like try to make it hard. I was like, dude, you're us right now. Like, I guess I should probably cut that. But like,
Do you
you
have
have
all his
us over the
teeth?
coals right now. You know what I mean? Like, you want everybody to come over here. Like, everybody's like, you want to play? You want to throw? One guy was like, break a plate with a baseball. And I was like, I'll give you, he's like, I'll give you a free throw. I was like, nah. So, but it's like, yeah, carnies. I hate being bugged by them, but like, it's just funny. Like, just them. So, those are my honorable mentions. A couple other big rides that weren't mentioned, but whatever. And pig races we talked about. So, Catman.
Cotton candy, always a good time.
Didn't have it on
Bubblegum
my list
tea.
somehow. Feel like people hate it. Kids love it, but
So
yeah, it's good.
good.
I know it was talked about before, but the world's smallest woman.
Freaks,
I
boy.
found a picture of her and it was like a dollar. It was like another dollar. There was a little sign inside her booth, and it was like a dollar for a picture and then a dollar to watch me stand up. Like, was it? So like to
Wow.
just stand up, like she's just sitting in there watching TV, you
Freaks come
know,
out at
just
night.
sitting there. Like, I
Ooh.
mean, what? How much is she making, man? Like, she's getting a cut of the door or what? Like, just travel around the country to have people look at you. Yeah, that's
Nice.
it.
Dilts, got any honorable mentions left?
Whenever I think of the fair, I think one of the greatest movies for summertime because I drafted it was the Sandlot and the spinny ride that they're on because
True.
they
Oh,
throw
yeah.
up on because they
Tilt the
get
World?
all the, yeah, the tilt
Scrambler?
whirl, whatever they're called, that one. I guess as far as Delaware State Fair is concerned, the casino. Give me the
You definitely weren't getting that in the actual pick, but I feel you.
casino. And then I guess I don't know if it would have counted because we kind of talked about Renaissance fairs, but you know, people in character and stuff when they try to act LARP or whatever you want to call it. That's kind of fun.
Nice. Birdo.
All right. The section of giant tractors and lawnmowers are just fun to walk around and let kids climb on them. It's just something you do. The section of hot tubs, where you just get to look at hot tubs and like, I should get a hot tub, but you never do. And then I gave a little teaser about this earlier, but when I went to the South Carolina State Fair and my boy Evan and me were walking around and we see a sign that says roasted corn, and we're like, what is that? And we walk over and they're just selling corn on the cob. They pull the husk back, they roast it, but here's the part that was mind blowing. You might say, oh, how do you put butter on it? They had giant tubs of butter with paintbrushes. And you just took the paintbrush and just painted your corn. And like it was the and you could hold the stalk so it wasn't like all greasy. And you just painted the corn with a paintbrush and just went to town. It was so good, man. Roasted corn, honorable mention.
I had street corn on my list, but
I was
I
like,
don't
there
ever
was
really
a
get
corn. There's
there.
a corn guy at the state fair this year. Saw that booth.
Nice.
All right, going down
Johnny.
my list. If Lemonade somehow or was chosen before it was my pick, my backup was definitely the sweet tea, at the state fair. Sweet tea there
True.
is pretty solid. And it's usually like super cheap, which is always
Yeah, I
enticing.
saw one for $2. I was
Yeah.
like, it must be like a
No, they
styrofoam
give you
three
like
ouncer.
a 20-ounce styrofoam cup of sweet tea, and then you can take it back and get like, I think, dollar refills or something.
I mean, two tea bags cost about 3 cents a bag, so it's tea
True.
bags and sugar. But
I couldn't go farther into entertainment, but the infamous Hollywood Racing Pigs at the Delaware State
yeah,
Fair.
Notorious P.I.G. and what was it, Porkney Spears, maybe back in the
Yes.
day,
I'm
something like that.
like, you know, if you're like walking by probably within like a 15, 20-minute window of a start time of a pig race, you know you're sitting in those bleachers and just waiting until it happens.
Brad Pig, Kevin Bacon, Justin Bieber, and Elvis Pigsley.
Nice.
That's what Snoop Hoggy Hog, Lindsay Lohan, Kim Kardashian Ham, and that's with some of the Hollywood Raisin Pigs names that came up. Wow, Shaquille O'Squeal, Piggy
That's a good one.
Minaj, Piggy Minaj, Spamela Anderson. All right, that's enough. But those are just some things.
So I didn't eat anything when we went to the fair, except for I got one large pepperoni pizza for all of us, and
Tater Nugs.
it was the best. I mean, it's top three for me. It was top three pizza I've ever had in my life. Was totally not expecting it. Randomo place in the
I
state
didn't
fair.
see pizza there.
It was called The place where I got it from was called Spaghetti Eddie's. Spaghetti Eddie's Pizza. And I
You
was
got pizza
like,
from
all of us,
Spaghetti
all
Eddie's.
me and all four kids were talking nonstop as we were eating this pizza, how good it was. And I had to get home because I was like, man, I wonder. And they travel apparently to like all these other state fairs and such. That's like a traveling spot. So like probably won't be able to have it again until like next year. And that's if they come back to the state fair here. But Spaghetti Eddie's Pizza, if you ever see it, you have to get it. It was delicious.
All right, boys, this week, my honor roll choices this week. My B honor roll, start off with the B honor roll. While I'm not typically a Superman movie fan, the new movie was fun. Lots of heroes and villains to keep you engaged and not focused on the Man of Steel the whole time. I said the cast was good, and it was a good start to the James Gunn DC universe. Hopefully, they continue to make some enjoyable movies. So if you haven't seen Superman, go check it out. Wait for streaming. Probably on Max by like October. But it was fun. Yeah, I think it was a cool movie. Right, Catman?
Yeah, it's good.
Good times.
Enjoyable.
And
Non-stop action.
my A honor roll this week, prior to the Wu-Tang concert, we stopped in Christiana for a little bite, a little nosh to eat.
Ah, good call.
And our buddy Pete was like, hey, we should go to Shake Shack. And I was like, yeah, all right, it's fine. I've been there before. But the Shake Shack, not just the shake. I did have like an Oreo crumble. It was like Oreo funnel cake flavor or something. I don't know, like cookies and cream, but I had like cinnamony or something.
Vote for me.
But I got, what do you say?
Funnel cake, vote for me.
Rob got a Sprite. But I got the Carolina barbecue chicken with fried pickle sandwich. And it was antibiotic free, ham breaded white meat chicken topped with pepper jack cheese, applewood smoked bacon, fried pickles, and a tangy sweet Carolina style barbecue sauce on a toasted potato bun. The sauce was like yellowy. It was kind of spicy. I don't know, Carolina barbecue is supposed to be spicy. I feel like it would be more vinegary, but it was solid sandwich. It came out smaller than I expected for like $9 or whatever, but solid sandwich. It wasn't too full prior to the Wu-Tang concert. But yeah, that ham-breaded white meat chicken, just the goods.
He talked
Catman,
about it like
what'd you
he talked
get?
about it like two times at the concert. He was like, "Oh man, I wish I could get no one them sandwiches."
Yo, y'all got something to do. Jake, I got double cheeseburger, chocolate shake, or something like that. Rob got like, oh. All right, I'll give you guys four guesses. What do you think Rob got at Shake Shack as
Chicken sandwich,
his meal? Nope.
BLT,
Nope.
mozzarella sticks.
Nope. You wish.
I don't know their full menu.
Nobody
Chicken
does.
Caesar wrap.
Worse than all that.
Salad.
He ordered a
No.
hot dog.
It's a
Like
glizzy.
a
But
7-inch hot
yeah,
dog at a
it
Shake
was
Shack.
sliced down the middle and then they griddled it. So it was like
They add anything on top? Or
on
did
the
you just
griddle.
ketchup and
Nah.
mustard?
I was eating
Yeah.
light. I was eating light for the
You didn't want to
evening.
poop. You didn't want to
Yeah,
be
no, I
in the
didn't.
poop line. I get it.
These guys are like down in smash burgers and stuff and everything else before they're going
And
to
shakes. So
a
he got
massive
a hot
concert.
dog and a
Oh yeah.
Sprite.
If you're eating a
Yeah.
shake and a smash burger, you're definitely
None of us
driven.
pooped.
I was eating
I don't know
light.
how.
So
That's
check out
impressive.
Shake Shack because
But it
we've
looked
ever
delicious,
Shake Shack
honestly.
was like, they
Like,
need one of these down here because
yeah,
it would
it
do
looked really
well.
good. The closest one out here is near Milwaukee. I might have to check it out when I'm down there. But
Order yourself. You order yourself and they bring it to the table. It's the goods.
yeah, it looked money.
Shake Shack. Those are my honor rolls this week. So before we wrap up, we're gonna do some trivia, some fair carnival trivia. So we'll start with Shine. Shine, question number one.
Yeah, and I got this question as I was walking into the fair this year.
Chat Shine BT.
Chat GPT or Shine GPT. Yeah, Shine GPT. And it was just announced over the loudspeaker, and I was like, oh, it's perfect, perfect quiz for the pod. So the question is, when did the Delaware State Fair first begin? Was it A, 1956, B, 1856, C, 1919, or D, 1877? How old is our Delaware State Fair?
I find it hard to believe it's longer than that, but
Eric, let's see. Eric said 1956 because 70 years is long enough, and that is incorrect.
it be longer than that?
Rob said 1877, and that is incorrect. Bobby said 1919 with a 1919 meme of something that I'm not going to be able to give it justice, I'm sure. And Dilt said 1919. And the correct answer is 1919. It's 106 years old this
I didn't
year.
see that.
As we were walking in, it was like, come celebrate with us the Delaware State Fair's 106th birthday. I was like, wow.
It's crazy, man.
I was reading some stuff
106.
about when I was looking for trivia earlier. It was like the Wisconsin State Fair only, it's like 5 years it hasn't happened. And like three of them were during the Civil War.
Wow.
So I was like,
Good
that's why I
reason.
went 1877. But I was like, whew.
Nice. All right, Berto, number two.
World fairs, state fairs, county fairs have debuted many products and inventions that we use every day, like ketchup and the zipper. Which of the following items was not debuted at a state, world, or county fair? A, the dishwasher. B, the television. C, the telephone, or D, the microwave. Which one was not introduced or debuted at a fair? All right. Blanchine said, sent a gif of a Pee-wee Herman on a telephone. That is incorrect.
Telephone too. I was like,
Alexander Graham Bell debuted the telephone at the 1876 World's Fair in Philadelphia.
yeah, I could picture like an old, like the first phone be like, hey,
yeah.
come get one of these. And I was like, ah,
Meh. I was thinking like the other
Shamer.
three would be much easier to like show you how it's working in person.
Yeah, do you want to call your
True.
mother on Mother's Day?
Eric said the dishwasher, which is also incorrect because it debuted along with the zipper in the 1893 World's Fair in Chicago. The TV aired in the 1939 World's Fair in New York City, which means Rob and Dilt are correct by saying microwave. According to my research, the microwave was not debuted at a World's Fair.
If I remember correctly, it was a NASA invention.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I went that way for the space shuttle and stuff.
Rob and Dilt's got it right.
Dang.
Which is crazy. Like, that would have been like the perfect thing for the state fair. Like, is your donut burger cold? Come here. I'll warm it up for you.
All right. Dilts. Third question.
Like I said earlier, love gambling. And the carny games are, scammy as hell. And there's one I don't think I've ever won on. It's that ring toss game. Whew. I looked up what is the probability of winning the ring toss game.
Good question.
This is just based on my quick Google search, so hopefully this is accurate. Is it A, 0.25%? B, 1%? C, 3%? Or D, 4.5%.
Was your
Talking about
first
the like
one
the little
point
Coke
two
bottles?
five percent?
0.25%, 1%, 3%, or 4.5%. What is the probability of winning the ring toss game?
I want to know where the wrong answers came from. You just thought of different numbers.
Tell you when I'm.
Okay, because that's just like tripping me up. I'm like.
All right. So Bobby came in at 0.25%. It's incorrect.
That's.
Everyone else said 3%. That is correct.
Can I tell you why I totally disagree with that? So you can get like a bucket of 40 rings for $5. So if you got two buckets or even three, that puts you at 100 rings. Ain't no way three of them are getting on that out of 100. No way. That means every third person will win.
Yeah, I don't know. This is my quick Google search because I did it right before we started recording. So,
Try the logic, bro. You
like
try the
my
logic,
thought
it's not gonna
process
work.
was
Yeah.
like out of 100 throws, which is only like two or three people going, they're not winning. It's probably like every 10 person, if not more.
I don't know. Derek wins all the time.
Does he?
Apparently, he used to. I'm like, he's like, oh, it's easy. I'm like, what? Or you just do it the Joe Croce way. When the guy turns around, you just reach over and plop it on there.
Get a
Bro,
Phoenix Suns
Phoenix
cooler.
Suns cooler.
Yeah.
That front row don't count.
The old Phoenix Suns logo with like the ball, like a
Nice.
nice. All right, Catman, question number four.
All right. Another Minnesota State Fair fact that I found looking for the cookies. The Tot Boss is known for its food truck outside the fairgrounds, inside the fair. Tot Boss serves up tater tots and chili, nachos, and poutine. Has one of the official new foods of the fair, dill pickle tots as well. How many pounds of tots does Tot Boss sell at a fair? Like
Like
over
during
the
one,
course of the fair?
like one
Yep.
year,
In
every
like
year.
a 2 week span at the fair.
Tot
5,000
Boss.
pounds? 30,000 pounds? 10,000 pounds? 20,000 pounds.
How many pounds is one bag of those ones I get at the grocery store? Is that like 1 pound?
1 pound, maybe.
Yeah, do they? Is this based on the weight before they shred them up and cook them?
Oh, I don't know. I would assume so.
Wish people could see the gifts that we send because the ones I send are nuts. I sent like an animated monkey holding up a three for the last one. He was like a gambler monkey. Like I don't know. Like,
The answers have been submitted.
oh.
And Eric Croce was the only
Hey.
correct answer. 20,000 pounds of tots.
Nice.
A lot of tots, man.
Oh boys, not that you knew any of the answers for those questions. Mine's going to be a total guess. I hope you know you have a favorite president. The Birdo selected the Ferris wheel with the second overall pick. The first Ferris wheel was invented in 1893. What was the guy's name who invented the Ferris wheel? So his last name was like Gale Ferris. Technically, it was Gale Ferris Jr., but which was his full name? In numerical order, George Washington Gale Ferris, John Adams Gale Ferris, Thomas Jefferson Gale Ferris, or James Madison Gale Ferris. Which
No way.
was the guy's name? Gale Ferris Jr. But those first, he had a president name before he got to the Gale Ferris part of his name. So,
When did you say it
well,
was invent? When did you say he invented it?
1893. They are the first four presidents I named, just so you know. I
Yeah.
don't know if I didn't think about that actually mattering, but I don't think that matters at all, right? That's not even anywhere near. All right, I'm gonna need a clarification. I don't know if this is just me because I'm an idiot, but Dilts, who, what, get, well, let's, I'm gonna throw it to the group actually, because you guys probably know. What president is that?
Thomas
Pretty
Jefferson.
cool. Okay, Thomas Jefferson. Okay, just double checking because I wasn't sure. Because I was like, oh, he's got that wig hair, like, wigs. It's funny. Shine said George Washington, Gale Ferris. Birdo and Dilt said Thomas Jefferson, Gale Ferris. Catman said James Madison, Gale Ferris. One of you was correct. The correct answer was George Washington, Gale Ferris Jr. Invented the Ferris wheel.
I almost got blanked tonight.
Yeah, you got two, Shine.
It was the whole George Washington Carver thing kind of sticking out in my head, like.
Like someone else was named George
Yes.
Washington something. Yeah, I don't know. It's
I don't know if there's something
weird.
there or something about
Five
that.
names. I was trying to make up other names, but I was like, well, I gotta have Ferris in there, so I must have put the Gale Ferris in there. John Adams Gale Ferris Jr. Nobody guessed. That was the Carnival Fair Trivia. How did you guys fare at home? Riding in your car? Cutting the grass? Did you shout out the correct answer? Let us know. Dilt, we appreciate you joining us tonight. We're going to start with some closing thoughts, though. We're going to start with Catman, as always. Catman, the fair, the carnival. It's rolling through your town any moment now, if it's not already there. What do you think?
Yeah, like I was talking earlier, Delaware State Fair is kind of unique because Delaware is not very big. So like it's kind of 40, it's in the middle of the state. It's kind of like 45 minutes to an hour for everyone in the state. Like if you're in a bigger state, I'm not, like I was saying earlier, I'm not driving like 3 hours just to go to the fair for a day. Like, not doing that. There's other things to do that are closer than 3 hours. Does anyone else remember before, like the Delaware State Fair before it was paved?
Oh, terrible.
And it was all like dirt
Dusty.
clods,
Yeah.
old
I think
school.
that's every fair, though. Like, just still
Yeah.
clods.
So, I mean, I real ones know. Coming home with some dirty feet.
That's the
Eric and I
worst.
only went to the state fair one time as a kid, and it was the dirt. And I don't know if he remembers this, but I remember it vividly. Someone won a prize, and they wanted a specific stuffed animal. And you know, like the big metal signs to say what the game was? Like the worker tried to get it and like knocked the sign down and it cracked them in the head and like they fell over and blood everywhere. Like, oh, that was wild. It's like, you're the fair's a wild place right now.
Popping off. Shine, closing thoughts on the episode?
Man, the more I was thinking about it, I mentioned it in the middle of the episode. How much fun would this have been if we were at the fair and just had people like with our little Life's a Draft logo sitting out in front? You know, picking concerts number one is probably the most like gamey type of pick I've ever made because it's definitely not really one of the things I look for in a state fair, but the other four most definitely are, and I felt like that was definitely a number one overall pick, so I had to go with it.
You can catch a nice Sugar Land concert, Shine, and just enjoy yourself.
I was like, I've been to one, so I felt like it was fair for me to pick it, but you know, only one out of all these years, so maybe it's time for a
Yeah.
second.
Who was
I
it,
would say it's
Shine?
probably.
Oh, thought no one would ask. I'll have you guys all guess. Let's all guess. Who
What was
was
the year? What was the
it?
year?
Oof. Ugh.
Roughly.
It, roughly, I'd say 2000 and, oh God, 2005.
I'm going Sugar Ray because I got nothing. I
He
got.
wouldn't have been. He wouldn't have been to State Fair in 2005, maybe
I could be
2017.
way off. Not way off. I can't be way off. It was definitely after 2000. Yeah, I'd say 2005. I think that's a good guess.
Are they old heads like the Beach Boys or something?
No. Single person. I'll give you that clue.
I was about to say,
Martina
O-Town.
McBride.
Thought you had it.
Ryan Cabrera.
Nope.
Martina McBride. That what he? That's what was close.
No, that was
Oh,
close.
or O Town was close.
Brian McKnight.
Wow, back at one.
Yep.
Okay. That was not 2005.
Brian McKnight.
When
You
yeah,
went to a
he was
Brian
around.
McKnight concert.
Because you know he didn't come. It was
One,
like really
like
popular.
a dream come true.
That's a banger,
Two,
though.
I want to
Just wanna
be
be
with you.
with
Three,
three. Girl, it's plain
wasn't and it wasn't. I'll
easy.
clarify since I
You're
had to
the
throw that out there.
only
It was
one
not.
for
It was
me. And one,
four,
not my
three, just
decision. It
one,
was the
two, three, five.
company that I was
Fall
with.
with me.
It was the company that was with me.
What was his name?
Those are all slow jams too, man. That must have been like
Grinding, shine, grind. It was like
you got that
Grindfest
Ferris wheel
2005.
afterwards.
Brian, hey, you want to go see Brian McKnight and hit up that Ferris wheel? Wow,
I'll
nice.
get you a turkey leg.
I was like, you want
Shine,
some of
this is
it?
probably your most verbal pod, maybe of all time.
Really?
I'm Lots of shine on this pot. So if you're a shine lover,
No one
you're welcome.
is. No one is. How many people, like, legit every week say, no, that's Shine's team, can't go there? And not just Dilts.
Just tilts.
Multiple times.
Dilts, closing thought on the episode.
It was nice to be back. The topic was okay. The fares is like, you're gonna get gouged in your wallet and scammed at the carnies, and then when you leave, you're just happy to be done, and you won't see it for another year. It's just like hanging out with Shine, the fare.
It's a necessary evil. You just have to
Nice.
Yeah, the gouging for sure. You're always hot. Although today wasn't too bad, but it's usually humid as all get out. And yeah.
I think it was really good. Today was really nice out.
I don't know if the fair will still be going on by the time this episode drops, maybe like a day or two. So if you listen, go catch the fair. Tell us what we should have drafted. Erdo.
Well, Rob said how Delaware is unique. Fun fact, there's only one multi-state fair. That's the New England states, Connecticut, Maine, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, and Vermont. They come together for like one big fair. So I thought that was going to be part of my trivia question if I, but haven't been this year. I might not actually go this year. It ends in a couple of days and I haven't even like had it on my radar. So I'm not the fair's a good time. They don't set it. You got to go once a year. You just do it. A couple of years ago, I went back to back days and I was like, that's enough, like for 364 more days. But fair's fun, crazy food,
364.
crazy people. I stay away from the rides and the games, look at the animals. And I think corn dogs might carry me. My verse for this episode is Romans 10:10.
That's going to do it for another episode of Life's a Draft, where none of our picks will be considered Mr. Irrelevant. Please subscribe and thanks for listening. Kaboom!
Have to look at some pig nads, so they're worth the price of admission. They were like, yo, the one kid looked at me, he goes, you see that? I was like, yeah.